This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us. We've been talking about the new congressional class of 2019, and along those lines, before we get to the ladies' lounge tonight, Tom is joining us from Atlanta, Georgia, watching on Biz TV. Tom, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for your call. What's your thought?
Okay, I hope you can appreciate a little dissent. I know.
Absolutely. We put people that disagree to the front of the line around these parts, so go ahead.
Terrific. Okay. Number one, the EPA is basically giving corporate America carte blanche to pollute the air and water. That's one thing. Secondly, Mr. Trump seems to gravitate towards dictators and murderers, as an example, Putin, Kim Jong, and then now the prince in Saudi Arabia, and alienates our allies. I mean, this is a known fact.
How did he alienate Israel, our most important ally?
No, I'm not talking about Israel. I'm talking, generally speaking.
How did he alienate NATO? What did he do to alienate NATO?
Well, look, I'm not going to give you an itinerary of what he's done regarding the issues that I bring up.
You can't back it up, is what you're saying?
No, Kevin, come on, give me a break.
No, I'm just asking you. Give me one example of one of our allies that isn't working with us.
He treats people with disrespect. He
All right.
called the Canadian Prime Minister a weakling. Meanwhile, if he got in a boxing ring with Trudeau,
hey Tom, let me help you understand something that you're either purposefully not understanding on purpose or you just don't know.
But here's the thing.
He said that about Trudeau, and the whole world's like, oh my goodness, he insulted Trudeau. And what happened? Canada actually decided.
I'll give you an example.
I know, and I'm telling you what was the result of that. And as a result of his tough language with Trudeau, Trudeau actually circled back and said, you know what, we want to be part of the trade agreement after all. Mexico had already signed in, and everybody thought, oh, we're going to lose Mexico and Canada, and it's going to be terrible. And you know what, there's stronger relationships now than they ever were under Barack Obama. Why? Because we've strengthened the American position, and when America is strong, the world is safer. When we make our position weaker, we actually endanger the rest of the world. Same with NATO, and our allies across the globe unilaterally understand our strength is much better now than it was for the last 8 years, and we're a much better off country because of it.
Well, let me respond to that. I gave you an example with Canada, but if you took a popularity poll in Europe right now,
I don't care.
His rating.
Why do we have to care? What do we have to? No, Tom, listen. What difference does it make if all of these weakened socialist democrat countries come kissing our feet or not? We need to make America strong. We need to be unapologetic about our military strength, our economic strength. We need to do exactly what he's done with manufacturing, boosted jobs, and bring stuff back home. And that's what's working.
Yeah.
It's working. They're mad at us because we're not kowtowing to them anymore.
Well, let me put it to you this way. You didn't address his love of murderers.
Yeah, because I think that's just goofy. Thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, I don't have to address that. He doesn't have a thing for murderers. He's just negotiating whatever needs to be negotiated at whatever time, including with our enemies, by the way. He tells Iran and Russia and Syria, hey, good luck. I said I was bringing my troops home. He's bringing them home. He's just good at keeping his... See, Tom, you're not used to politicians actually keeping their promises. That's part of the problem. And it's okay. You don't have to be. But it's a different way of doing stuff. And I don't care if these countries are like, oh, well, he doesn't, you know, lick our boots the way the last guy did. I don't want a bootlicker in the White House. That, you know, Mitt Romney would have been great at that. Oh, just, you know, whatever. No. Let's take care to make sure that America is taken care of. And by the way, we haven't stopped doing any of our genuinely needed philanthropic work around the world either. But we're not sending millions and millions and millions to people that are going to use it to kill us anymore. We tore up the Iran deal. That's a good deal. It's a good thing. We shouldn't be funding our own destruction. I wish, Tom, you had had a better grasp of what you were trying to argue so that you could have actually made some better arguments. Because Trudeau, it's just a bad example. And Trump came back, played tough with him, and guess what? Trudeau realized it was in his interest to keep America on his good side. And so he was motivated to make that change. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. A couple of weeks ago, we were supposed to be in the ladies' lounge, visited with by Kelsey Harkness. This was just before Christmas, and we were not able to do that because we had a massive power outage here at the studio on that given night. But that interview had a lot of value to it anyway, and so I thought, well, tonight, and there's a lot of people that are, you know, still kind of getting into the swing of the new year. Kelsey is actually still mourning the death of her very good friend, Bree Payton, and so I thought it would be helpful to just give all of the ladies' loungers the night off, and let's enjoy the conversation that Kelsey and I had. So that's what we'll do for the ladies' lounge tonight, and we get started like this. Hey, welcome. It's Radio Night Live. Glad to have you with us, coast to coast on Biz TV and 300 great radio outlets across the country. And every week at this time, we love to set aside time for a little segment that we call the Ladies' Lounge. Now, the history of this, the way it came about, was I used to do a nightly radio show for my flagship station, AM 970 The Answer, in New York. It became very popular in its time slot, and they moved me up into drive time, but we didn't have the late hour to work with anymore. And so when I reformatted the Saturday night show upon the departure of my former partner, I said, you know what, let's pull that ladies lounge thing back over here, because what I'd love to do is shine the light on really articulate, really smart, really gifted women that are reporting on all avenues of life, be it psychology or philanthropic causes or media or any number of other things. And so we're really honored to have each of them that are able to join us. And one that we had just for the first time a couple of years ago is one that writes for the Daily Signal and also the Federalist. She is also a fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, which is a very cool sounding organization. We'll have to find out more about what that's about. But she's also a videographer. She's someone that practices yoga all over the nation's capital. I have never quite figured out the fascination with the doing it all over the nation's capital part. And she's also a newlywed, and she rejoins us here at Radio Night Live. Kelsey Harkness, welcome back. Good to have you. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be back. And Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
It's fun to be saying that with, like, no apologies, you know, these years, at least. And in New York this week, there was this big concert at Carnegie on Thursday night in which about 2,500 New Yorkers of every walk of life came together and sang Christmas carols at the top of their lungs. And, you know, in recent years, that's been very politically incorrect to do, but lots of fun, lots of fun. So welcome back. Good to have you. Any big plans for the holiday?
I'm actually heading your way. My family is originally from Connecticut, so I am bringing the husband up there and spending some time with my family with a little more of a backyard than I have here in Washington, D.C. So I'm excited for that, and more importantly, my dog's excited for it.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as the dog's excited. I mean, you know, it's funny. We got rid of our pets when we started having kids, and so I don't know if that was, like, intentional. It was just that it was the time, right time in life, but I know that this Christmas is going to be a little bit more magical for the ankle biters, the kids in the McCullough house, because we're taking them to see the Radio City Music Hall
Christmas Spectacular for the first time with the Rockettes and the live manger scene and all that stuff. They've never seen it before, and I can just imagine my three-year-old daughter's eyes when those dancers coming out, because she started ballet this year, Kelsey. So my little tiny baby, 3 years old now, and she's wearing a tutu and doing all that stuff anyway. Hey, so the serious question, and then we'll get into the fun stuff. The serious question is, why do you do yoga all over the nation's capital?
That is an interesting question. So yoga used to be my escape from politics. It still is. You know, when I practice, it's often my time to try to let go of the stresses of the day and breathe and work on myself and get exercise as well. That's very important. I don't like running, so I like exercises that I can
God
do just laying
you.
On my
I
mat.
I love
that's
people
so
that
great.
Tell me that, especially when they look as good as you do, because I'm like, if I could just do anything besides run, just show
yeah,
me what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. So I decided to start blogging about it, and I started an Instagram account. It was formerly called Capital Yoga Girl, and the idea was to not involve politics, but try to bring people into this beautiful city, show them the amazing historic monument.
Okay, Kelsey, hold that thought. We're coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough, Ladies Lounge, Kelsey J. Harkness from the Daily Signal with us. Don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What a little moonlight can do.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Happy New Year to you. We are in the ladies' lounge tonight with Kelsey J. Harkness. She's a reporter for the Daily Signal. She also edits a thing called the Bright Email. She may tell us more about that tonight as we are into our conversation. Just before we went to break, Kelsey, you were telling us all about the thing that you do in Washington, D.C. as conservative yoga girl. And I think that there's a lot of coolness about conservatives, you know, being like kind of non-traditional and kind of out of the box.
Well, I want to add on that front. I think it's so important for conservatives to break the stereotype of what a conservative woman looks like and, sure, and what type of activity she likes. And so on that front, I think a lot of people in Washington, D.C. have this idea of you know, what a conservative is, and showing them all these different aspects of my life, I think hopefully makes me more relatable and makes them a little more open-minded to someone from my perspective.
I think it does. And Kelsey, I don't know you as well as I'd like. We haven't done that much media together, but I know that from the little bit that we've done, I know that you're an extremely personable person, and you've got a very down to earth side. And I think it's something that as people, you know, I was talking to some folks last week. If you strip the labels away, if you take everything that comes in a package that's kind of pre, you know, set Republican, conservative, liberal, Democrat, and you just start talking about ideas, the overwhelming majority of people line up with the ideas of individual responsibility, the idea that I should be paid for the effort that I put in and the work that I put in. I should reap the benefit of my own effort. There's so many conservative ideas that almost every single person you'll ever run across would believe. And it's only when you begin to attach Republican or conservative or liberal or Democrat or progressive or what have you, that people start going to their corners and getting into their camps. And I think that's a real sad reality for us, but that is where we're at nonetheless.
Absolutely, and hopefully I'm, you know, opening people's minds one yoga pose at a time here
go.
In the district at least.
Well, and it doesn't hurt anything, and please don't file a Me Too case against me for saying this, but it doesn't hurt at all that you're a dead ringer for Elle McPherson, who of all the supermodels when I was, you know, 13, 14, 17 years old, she was my favorite of all of them. So I'm just saying, it doesn't hurt at all.
I'm flattered, and there'll be no Me Too.
Awesome.
I can take a compliment.
Good. See, you are a conservative woman after all. All right. So it's always fun to have Kelsey on Saturday nights, and it's always fun to get her perspective on things. Now, speaking of the Me Too and the women's issue, it has kind of reappeared recently, and I want to get into this, and if we have to go through this next break or whatever, we'll figure out how to make all that happen. But I'm reading in The Federalist. I'm reading in some other places. I read in Tablet Magazine a very extended article about what is happening. But for people that have not followed it, and I have not given it a lot of coverage because I don't feel like I'm necessarily a great spokesperson for the cause, give us a kind of an update on what's going on with the Women's March and why it's now currently under a lot more fire than it has been in recent months.
Well, you're right. The Women's March, of course, has been around for 2 years, and anyone who's familiar with conservative criticisms of the Women's March will know that at least two of its leaders are very closely associated with an open anti-Semite, a man, Louis Farrakhan, who has compared Jews to termites on Twitter, and he still has a Twitter account, by the way. So conservatives have rightly been criticizing the movement you know, on that front. And I think there's a lot of women, including myself, who find it really frustrating that they call themselves a women's march. The press will call themselves a women's march when it's not really accurate. What they are is a very far left women's movement, and that's fine if they're open and honest about who they are, but they march around all these different cities claiming to represent all women, and we know there are a lot of women who don't agree with that. So, of course, our concerns from conservatives have been mostly ignored over the past 2 years, and only recently has the mainstream media started to take them seriously. And I give a lot of credit to Tablet Magazine, which published a 10,000-page expose.
Word. Really 10,000 word. That would be a long
word.
Book.
Excuse me. Thank you for correcting me. 10,000 word expose detailing how this anti-Semitism has really been baked into the very founding of the Women's March. And so there were two major problems that were pointed out in this article: that anti-Semitism and the finances. The Women's March has been very non-transparent in their finances. We know after Trump was elected, women, men and women, were motivated to do something, to contribute to the cause. So they ended up fundraising millions of dollars through the Women's March. And these leaders of local chapters, one of them is the leader of the chapter here in Washington, D.C., went on the record with her name telling Tablet Magazine that she has not received a single penny of funding from the national arm of the Women's March. And she and others are really wondering, well, you know, it's really the local organizers who are doing all the hard work actually putting together these marches in their different cities. So if they're not getting the money, who is? Mm-hmm. And the Women's March really had a difficult time, I would say, answering that.
What was the answer?
Has a lot of explaining to do.
What was the answer that we were able to get out of them thus far?
You know, they are trying to claim that there are some inaccuracies in this story. It's really interesting. Myself and a lot of other conservative journalists who tweeted out this article all got this super sketchy email from a PR firm basically trying to blackmail us into deleting our tweets, claiming there's inaccuracies. A lot of us ended up actually tweeting out this sort of, you know, threatening message, and finally we come to learn what these quote-unquote inaccuracies are, and they were very, very minor to the story. The meat of the story that Tablet Magazine published completely holds up, and I don't think we've fully got an explanation from the Women's March why these local chapters not received any of this funding that was clearly intended to help organize on the ground.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I'm going to be honest, because of the way they organized and because of the people that they promoted as their leadership, I was fine with you know, not having any conservative women or conservative groups be associated with them, because when you have someone,
well, when you think about it, if you're going to have the kinds of things that they stand for, we don't really want anybody on our side to be associated with that. So that's just my thoughts on it. Kelsey Harkness continues with us. It's the Ladies' Lounge. It's Kevin McCullough. It is Radio Night Live. We are live from New York, and we're coming right back. Thanks for being here. Happy New Year. Stay with us.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has put forward the points on which he'll deal to end the shutdown.
Border security,
DACA, TPS, and many other things. Straightforward, fair, reasonable, and common sense with lots of compromise.
He says if he gets the $5.7 billion he wants for a border wall or fence, then
the crime rate and drug problem in our country would be quickly and greatly reduced.
However, government agencies have previously said drugs are mostly smuggled through legal points of entry. Democrats maintain they're willing to spend billions of dollars on technology that would prevent smuggling through checkpoints, and they want a permanent solution for the DACA program. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls the proposal a fair compromise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of all the boys... Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Radio Night Live. It's the Ladies Lounge. And Kelsey J. Harkness is our guest tonight. Our mutual friend, Bree Payton, passed away last week, and we did an entire tribute show to Bree and her appearances on this broadcast. Kelsey and others will be, I'm assured, memorializing her when her service comes to the East Coast. There's one on the West Coast scheduled for the 12th, and then I believe that there will be one in the Washington, D.C. area for the 19th. And we are missing Bree, but we're thankful that her family is able to honor her in such a nice way in all the places where she kind of existed and let her light shine. Kelsey, I want to ask you about your podcast is called Problematic Women, and you're obviously very concerned about the future of women. And we've already joked a little bit about the Me Too and the Women's March
stuff. But, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is said to be the real future of women in politics. Do you agree?
The very idea of identity politics, in my opinion, is anti-American. The idea of identity politics is that your identity is driven on these things like your skin color, like your gender. And the whole idea of America is that we are a melting pot and we are American first. And I think when you put these different identities that really are just visual in nature in the forefront, as if that is the most important qualifier, it really goes against everything we're founded on, and it exacerbates any sort of racial tensions that exist in America, instead of doing the opposite and just, you know, realizing that we are all Americans. We want everyone to succeed. We want everybody to have the opportunity to succeed. And we are all so lucky to be born in a country where we have the opportunity and also the legal system to enable that.
Yeah. We're speaking with Kelsey Harkness, who's our very special guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and always a pleasure to have her with us because she's so up to speed on so many different things. And one of the things that that she and I share a passion about is the social justice that is genuine social justice, bringing those that are enslaved and persecuted in areas in this world that have nothing to do with their own actions. It has nothing to do with even the economic inequality of where they live, but has more to do with the injustice being leveled against them by other powers that we've both spoken out on. And in fact, last year, when we were telling you about our effort to try to free human trafficked persons in northern Sudan, your efforts as listeners helped us liberate about 100 of those in December, and then again in March we did about another 100 human liberations. And this year, of course, our Nigeria project is kind of running a slightly different emphasis, but something similar in terms of heartbeat and passion. And Kelsey, before we got on the air today, you were telling me that the somewhat controversial and pretty self-admitted far left leaning CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, was recently decided to take a vacation in a very controversial place. Now, why did he go there, and what makes where he went so controversial?
Yeah, so Jack Dorsey, as you said, the leader of Twitter, he took a 10-day birthday meditation vacation to Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. And this is a country where the UN has declared a genocide is happening. There's a Muslim minority population in this country. You know, that is facing a genocide. The country is a Buddhist majority country, which is interesting because we so often hear the left, you know, claiming to be fighting against any sort of intolerance that Muslims might face here in the United States, which, of course, if and when that happens, needs to be called out and addressed. But there's actually violence, a genocide happening against the Muslim minority country. People in this country, Myanmar. And the problem, the thing that was so interesting about Jack Dorsey's little meditation vacation is that he went on Twitter when he returned, and he did this whole tweet thread about what an amazing meditation vacation he had. He did a lot of virtue signaling, showing us pictures of the very basic accommodations that he stayed in, which, you know, of course, we all have to pat him on the back for.
Because, well, of course, of course. Kelsey, hold on. We're going to get we're going to hear the rest of the story when we come back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's the Ladies Lounge. Very fascinating take, Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, especially in this Me Too era that we live in. You would think that these kinds of things would make more sense. Somehow those that operate at that level still haven't connected the dots fully. But we'll get to the rest of that. It's Kevin McCullough. Our phone number, 888-340-3373, and my email address, kmcradio@gmail.com. Always glad to hear from you. Coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Very glad to have you with us, and glad to have Kelsey Harkness in the Ladies Lounge. There is another subject, Kelsey, that we wanted to address. You and I were talking before the show, and when we sat down, it is pretty apparent this year that the media has done what it could to try to treat this First Lady in a way that is significantly different than any First Lady we've seen in recent memory. And in fact, I've got some pretty reminder of this from our friend Bree Payton, who is no longer with us, but she once kind of chastised me for making fun of Michelle Obama trying to ban nacho cheese because she says it's not really a policy issue. But no one is going to bat for Melania. You had designers falling all over themselves to try to dress Michelle Obama. And yet Melania is a retired supermodel, and there was almost a blackball effect that was in effect by the major designers in terms of who would dress her. Kelsey, this isn't even, I mean, from the empirical standpoint of just who they are, you would think that that designers would be falling all over themselves to get the Melania wardrobe opportunity. There's such a double standard there, and it goes beyond what even makes sense for them from a fiscal or business standpoint.
There's a complete double standard there. We had Michelle Obama was on the cover of magazines like Vogue and I believe Vanity Fair. The whole bunch, she's graced the covers, and in my opinion, rightly so. But as you pointed out, we now have a former supermodel who is an immigrant, not to mention, now serving as First Lady in the White House. And to my knowledge, she has not grace the cover of a single women's magazine cover, not to mention fashion designers certainly are in no rush to help her help dress her. That said, Melania Trump doesn't need covers of magazines. She doesn't need designers at her door designing clothes for her, because she would look good if she had a pillowcase on her. She's a beautiful first lady. The cameras, you can't look away when you see a picture of her. Luckily she doesn't necessarily need the covers, but it's really hypocritical. And at the end of the day, she's a first lady. Again, she's fighting for some really respectable and important issues and causes. And I think the media is, and specifically women's magazines, are missing on an opportunity both to do something good and to sell magazines, because people are gonna pay to pick up a feature interview with Melania Trump, with including some spreads with somebody who is as beautiful and well dressed as she is.
Yeah, even in pillowcases.
Pillowcases.
You tripped me up there for a second, Kels. I just couldn't get past the pillowcase for a second.
I can see it now. She would look great.
She would make pillowcases great again.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's better than a trash bag, right?
Well, and let's talk about this for a second. So what's this thing where they're trying to turn a thing out of Nancy Pelosi's coat? Like, where did this come from?
So this was funny. We talked about this in our podcast, Problematic Women, this week, where, after that infamous press gaggle with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mike Pence, and Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi went outside and spoke to the press wearing this burnt orange jacket, and she went viral on Twitter. Everybody was trying to make her jacket a thing. And look, I think it was a nice jacket. Interestingly enough, I have one just like it. But at the end of the day, this was a pretty typical coat that you would see worn in Washington, D.C. The designer, because it went viral, the designer decided to bring it back. People were applauding her as if she were, wearing something we had never seen before. So I think it's just, it was a nice jacket, but I think it's very revealing to compare the media trying to make this pretty typical winter jacket a thing to the lack of any press attention, designer coverage to all the amazing things Melania wears on a daily basis.
Yeah, no, that's so well said and so true. Well, friends, subscribe to the Bright Email and get Kelsey. Which day are you the editor of? I forget.
You'll see me on Wednesday mornings.
On Wednesdays, you get the Wednesday Kelsey edition, but you get all the others too. So that's good. And again, if you've got a woman in your life that you think would benefit, sign up for them. It's a really useful little thing. And since I introduced the lovely bride to it, she loves it. And she's with three that are six and three going on four going on 40. That's my daughter. She's not as able to consume as much news and stay on top of stuff as much as she used to. So she reads aggregated information a lot. And I feel like that the nice thing about Bright is it gives the women that read it a real punchy look at, you know, maybe six or seven things that they would really strongly care about that morning. And you know, they're often ready to, you know, go conquer the world the rest of the day. So it's a great service that you provide there. You can also catch Kelsey as she does her media hits and so forth as part of the Independent Women's Forum. She's frequently on Fox News. Fox and Friends, I think, is the show you're on the most often. I could be wrong, but I think that's where I've seen you. And then you can read her at the Daily Signal and at thefederalist.com as well. Kelsey, it's been so much fun to have you back. Please give your hunk my very best, and I hope you guys have a splendid Christmas in Connecticut. I seem to remember a little movie that was supposedly based on something in Connecticut called White Christmas. So maybe you'll get a White Christmas or no, Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn was the Connecticut one, so the Bing Crosby classic came from there anyway. Anyway, I'm a nerd. I get it, and I've overplayed my hand. But Kelsey, it's been fun to have you back.
Thank you, Kevin, and Merry Christmas to you and your family and all your amazing listeners.
All right. It's great to be able to bring you that interview. Kelsey actually sat down with us be with us 2 weeks or about a week before Christmas, and then we lost power in the studio that night, and there was such good stuff in that discussion. I wanted to make sure that we didn't forego her appearance here in the Ladies' Lounge. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, I want to show you the new strategy for how people are going about discussion of the shutdown. Some just saying flat out not true things when we come back. Kevin McCullough from New York, Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. It's been fun to be back kind of in the saddle tonight, and I hope that you'll make plans to be with us every Saturday night as we all through this next year. You know, the presidential race is now officially underway because, you know, Elizabeth Warren chugging the beer. Anyway, so this last week, you know, the shutdown is still the primary discussion. Should we get the wall? Should we get the shutdown? Should we get the wall? Should we get the shutdown? And I was on with Harris Faulkner, as I almost am almost every week now, on Outnumbered Overtime. And my foil, Mr. C. Wright, Antoine C. Wright, nice guy. We have a good time in the green room before we go on. He said something and tried to make the point about the wall that I wanted you to hear. Now, the discussion obviously is how long should the shutdown go on? And the president's made it pretty clear. He's not going to sign another continuing resolution until he gets the funding for the border wall. And he's not going to sign it then. He wants a budget. He doesn't want to keep signing these things. And the Democrats think they've been clear and said, we're not going to give it to you. Well, it was an interesting debate that we had, but then my friend Antoine said this. Take a listen. All right, it'd be great if we could actually hear what Antoine said. Let's try that again. It's a very short clip, so we've got to make sure we have the audio turned up on what he said. Should we try it one more time? Do we have the possibility of putting it on there one more time before the show ends? I'm hoping at some point. No? Yes? Somebody in the control room give me some sort of answer. Yeah, I'm holding, being told to hold. We can.
While government workers are laid off, President Trump and his staff receive pay increases while government workers are laid off, reported unconsciously. While government workers are laid off, President Trump and his staff receive pay increases while government workers are laid off.
Okay, so that's the audio. We didn't get the video that time. But here's the thing. Antoine says that while government workers are laid off, the president and his staff are getting pay raises. Now, I had to call Mr. C. Wright out on Twitter because Democrats are saying this. Oh, Mr. Trump's getting paid. He got a raise. You know what? That's not true. President Trump is not drawing a salary. In fact, he's giving the entire salary that he would be paid by the American people for being the president, which is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's turning around and giving that right back to the government. He's put it into actually different areas of the government that he wanted to like see receive specific funding. But he is, in fact, not getting a pay raise. You know who is getting their paychecks every single week while these partial workers are not getting theirs? They're getting their pay furloughed. Nancy Pelosi, congressional leadership, congressional representatives. While they are arguing about why they should not have to put up with this border wall nonsense, they're still getting their paychecks. Meanwhile, Democrats are saying President Trump's getting one, and he's not. So, guys, let's tell the truth. Let's tell the truth here. Actually, let's just go one step better. Let's build the wall and make a difference. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.